Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. If you'd like to find out more about what we do here at the PeopleStack, please check out our webinar at thepeoplestack.com/webinar. You're going to learn the four strategic and mindset shifts our clients have used to command 200K plus salaries as tech managers while living lives of abundance, freedom, and joy. Without further ado, please enjoy today's episode. Welcome, welcome everyone to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I'm Jen Bunk. I am CEO of the PeopleStack, and we are career coaches for tech managers. We help tech managers build their dream careers, command premium salaries of at least 200K a year, while living lives of freedom and joy and balance and having a ton of fun and feeling a ton of fulfillment while they're doing it. So we are right in the midst of moving. So those of you who are watching on YouTube, you see basically not much in the background and then proof that we are a tech family where there's a bunch of wires, et cetera, on the floor over there that we're organizing, figuring out which ones are coming with us on the great ride, which ones are coming with us on the road trip, and which ones we're either donating to friends or selling. And it's like down to the wire. It's in a few days, we're going to be embarking on the road trip to drive from the Boston area up. We're going up first to Northern New England and then back down again and then west. And we're going to head out to Southern California by October, November-ish. And then from there, we are going to hop a plane. The car is going to hop a boat over to Hawaii. And we're going to park there for a while and call that our semi-permanent, perhaps permanent home for a bit. So yes, we're taking a road trip and we're moving to Hawaii. And it's just, gosh, it's been a dream that has been slowly making its way towards manifesting in reality. And I could not be more excited. I could not be more grateful. And I could not be more honored to share that and inspire you with our journey. So we will be talking about that on our various PeopleStack channels to inspire you and to think about what your version of the big road trip and moving to Hawaii is, because it all starts as an idea. It all starts as a dream, and then you execute. And then you make it happen. And the same thing goes for your career as well. And so today, what I want to talk about is really being more intentional in your career. I want to talk about the real reason why you feel stuck in your tech career. Why do you feel stuck? And I want to get to the heart of it. I want you to understand where it's coming from, and I want you to really have a sense of how to fix it. So that's what I want to explain today. And so what I mean by stuck, this is what our clients tell us when they first start working with us, what potential clients tell us when they reach out to us for help for a career strategy session, for example. We ask, what's not working in your career right now? And the number one response, word for word, is, I feel stuck. I just feel stuck. Or sometimes it has a slightly different flavor, like I can't get to that next level. I don't know how to level up. I don't know how to advance. I can't advance in my career. I can't move up anymore. And so it could mean in terms of career ladder. And so maybe that's where you're at, where you might feel stuck in middle management or stuck as a high-level individual contributor or stuck as a tech lead. And you want to move up and make a bigger impact and perhaps move into management or senior management, director level, VP level, or perhaps higher than that, to the C level. And you can't get there. You see other people doing it, and you know it's possible for you. Maybe there's some fear and doubt about whether or not you're good enough. We all have that. But in the deepest part of your soul, in the deepest part of what you know you're capable of, if you really tap in to your infinite possibility, you know that that's what you want and that you can absolutely be great at it, especially with the right support, the right systems. But you can't seem to get through. There's like this invisible ceiling at manager and you can't get past it. Or you may feel like that way with the income piece of it, with the salary, with the money piece of it, where you may be at what you might call a good salary, good money, or maybe it's not. Maybe you know you're drastically underpaid, and you can't get past that level. You know, for some people, it's like, I've been earning 100, 120, and I can't get to the 150s. Or for some people, I've been earning 150, maybe 160, maybe 175. If you count bonuses and some of the monopoly money, if the business, you know, if it's stock that's, you know, you're working for a company that hasn't IPO'd yet, or if you put everything together, it's like, maybe it's 160, 170, but I can't get into the 200s. Or maybe you're in the 200s and you've been there for a while, 200 to 30 to 40 to 50, and you know that more is possible, especially because of where you live. It might be a more higher cost of living area. That's where we would get into the 200, 300, 400. We've had clients who have jobs and work in some of the higher cost of living areas. You know, for example, San Francisco, Bay Area, New York, Boston is even one of them as well, where they are earning upwards of 400, 500K a year. And so you've heard tell of these tales, and part of you wants to believe it. Part of you, maybe the cynical part of you, is like, whatever, that's not possible. Why, I don't, that's not for me. And oh, they're lying. Or maybe not even that. It's just sort of like, okay, that's good for them that they're earning $500,000 a year, but, and you just kind of brush it aside. But when you do that, you also notice that there's a part of you where it's like, I know I can do that too. Why am I hitting this income ceiling? Why am I hitting this career ladder ceiling? Or for some of you, it may be a little less tangible. Like you may not be able to put a number on it or a job title on it, but it's just like, I know I can make more of an impact. It's not about the job title. It's not about the money. I know that that's going to happen along the way as I level up. But really what I want to do is I want to have more responsibility. I want to be able to grow a bigger team. I want to be able to have more decision-making authority. I want to have more resources available to me at work so that I can really do the things that I'm great at and build my team to a higher level and just take that rocket ship and explode in a good way. And you're just not able to do that. And it's frustrating because you're a high achiever, because you know what's possible. Because you've done this in other areas of your life. You did this as an IC. You leveled up there just fine, and you made a great impact. And then you decided to move into management, and now all of a sudden it's like there's this ceiling, and now you're wondering if you should go back and be an IC. And there's this fear, there's this doubt. Maybe I made the wrong decision. There's this internal sense of, what if this is everything? And that's what we hear. That's what we're here to help you with, because we don't want you feeling that way. We want to help you fix it. And so what's the real reason why you feel this way? What's the real reason why you feel stuck in your tech career? I'll tell you if you're willing to hear it, if you're open to it. The real reason why you feel stuck in your tech career is because you're not treating it like your tech career. You're not treating it like your career. Your career is happening to you. You're not planning it intentionally. You're living somebody else's career. You're letting other people, your boss, your team, your counterparts, maybe some of your loved ones, decide your career for you. And that's why you have this feeling in the pit of your stomach, in the depths of your heart, saying, why doesn't this feel right? Why don't I enjoy this anymore? Why can't I get to the next level? Because you're not living your career. People talk about living your purpose all the time. And I think to a certain extent, it's kind of become an overused phrase. But I truly believe it, that if you're not living your purpose, there's this feeling in the pit of your stomach and the bottom of your heart of like, why bother? And that's why you're not leveling up. And what we mean by living your purpose is, first of all, identifying for you, not listening really to anyone else, except if it really resonates with you. Like, you're not doing something because other people are telling you to. Right? We were conditioned to do that when we were in kindergarten, first grade, second grade, maybe even on up to high school. Teachers told us, parents told us, caregivers told us, and we did it. And that is what served us while we were younger. People gave us a command and we followed it. Yes, sir, sir, yes, sir, I'm going to do it. But that is not the way to build your dream career, because it's not your dream. You're living somebody else's dream. So if you've ever had the experience where somebody looks at you and says, oh my gosh, you have such an amazing life. You're living the dream. And you want to say thank you, but again, like, you feel it's like, I'm not really living the dream. And the reason why is because it's not your dream. You're letting other people decide your career for you. And that has to end. You have to build your career intentionally. So living your purpose, what that really means, people throw the phrase around a lot without really talking about what it means and the work that goes into it. What it means is that you first have to decide what you want. You don't just respond to what somebody else says to do, or you do or follow what other people are doing. You lead. And then maybe other people will follow you, and that's their prerogative. But when you're talking about your career, you have to lead. You have to take ownership. You have to decide, and it has to feel freaking awesome. Maybe somebody suggests something, and you hear it, and it resonates, and you're like, oh, wow, yeah, that actually might be what I want to do. Let me explore that. But it starts with deciding what you want in your career. What do you want? What do you really, really, really want in your career? I want you to put aside for a moment how you get there. That's what we're here to help you with. But we can't help you unless you can tell us what it is that you want, at least the beginnings of it, the seed. All you have to do is plant a seed. And then if you decide that that's not the seed you want to plant, you could always plant another one. But it's really about building that muscle of your intuition. One of the things that we've noticed a lot with our clients is that they've overused their logic muscle, because you need to use that muscle as a technical manager. It's necessary. But the muscle that is underused, underdeveloped, especially in the tech industry, is that intuition muscle. That little voice, it starts out as a little voice, I promise it gets louder. That little voice inside of you that says, this is what you want. Go do that. Yeah, that's it right there. That's the thing I want. That feels awesome. That's what we want. We need to get playful with it. It needs to be fun. It needs to feel awesome. And the more you tap into that, what do I want? What do I really, really want? Then you can start on the path toward living your purpose. That's just the first step. That's just the first step. A little bit of a preview on some of the work that we do with our clients. So that's why you're feeling the way that you do right now. If you feel stuck in your career, like, is this it? Why can't I get past this income ceiling or this career ladder ceiling? Take an honest look in the mirror. Are you making intentional career choices? What does that mean? That means that you are deciding ahead of time the desired outcome, and you are taking actions in line with that desired outcome. So in other words, you first decide, what I want is to become the VP of engineering for a company that's a little past startup stage, but maybe a little still a little bit Wild West, still a little bit Wild Westy. And I'm going to go in and I'm going to build systems for them, and I'm going to support their teams, and I'm going to help them build a kick-ass product so they can have kick-ass users. That's what I want. And now what I'm going to do is that's my desired outcome. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to take actions that are aligned with that desired outcome. Outcomes that I have a really good either hunch or I have proof because I'm working with an expert and they've showed me that this is the way. That the actions that I take that are going to get me are going to get me closer to that outcome. That's what we mean by intentional. And most of you are not doing that. I say it with love. Most of you are not doing that. And this is not, you know, we don't play the blame or shame game here at the People Stack. I'm pointing it out so that you can fix it. I'm not pointing it out so that you can go into a corner, curl up into a ball and say, why bother? I'm pointing it out so that you can see it as an opportunity. This is a challenge. This is an opportunity to get even better. To say, yeah, I haven't been intentional. Okay, let's start doing it. Because if you don't realize what's wrong, you can't turn it into what's right. If you don't identify the bug, and if you don't name it, and if you don't know where it's coming from, you can't fix it, you can't get rid of it, and you can't turn that bug into a feature. It's the same thing in your career. You have to identify the bugs, and you have to be able to describe them. And even better, if you could figure out where they came from in the first place, so that you can eliminate them from happening in the future. So one of the big career bugs, really more like viruses, that is permeating your career right now is lack of intention. Lack of mindful intention. And when you're not intentional, this is just what happens. When you're not intentional about making decisions and taking actions toward your desired career outcomes, other people are going to make them for you. So in other words, one of the things that happens all the time, for example, is that people, we've had clients who've come to us with this kind of example, and we've certainly have friends, and you may know some people, maybe you're in this boat, where there's people who are great individual contributors, and they have leadership potential. Or at least they're identified as having leadership potential. So then their boss goes to them, hey, I want you to be a tech manager now. Because you have leadership potential and we need a tech manager, let's put you in that role. And then they put you in that role and you do it like begrudgingly. And it's like, I guess. And everybody out here is saying, you're doing great. This is awesome. I love how you're leading. And maybe you are doing a good job. Maybe you're doing a great job. But you just don't feel right in that position. And you keep wondering, should I go back and be an individual contributor? I kind of like that stuff more. That's an example of your career happening to you. Somebody decided for you that you should go into that position. And you didn't take that moment to say, is this what I really want? You just said, okay, sure. The same thing happens, by the way, the other way around. And this is actually more common. So the stories that we hear is, because they're the stories that people are willing to tell, is that, hey, yeah, they moved me up into a management position, but I didn't really want it, so then I went back to be an individual contributor. That happens. It happens. But in our experience, helping hundreds of technical managers and having technical managers reach out to us for help for going on 6 years now, what's actually more common, but you won't hear about it as much because there's some shame associated with it, is that I am an IC, I am a technical lead, and I want to be a manager, and I can't get there. That's also, it's a very similar situation where your career is happening to you. Because it's kind of like, I want to be a manager, or at least I think I do, and I'm asking them if I could, and they're saying no. It's the same thing. Your career is happening to you. Instead of you taking the steps to make it happen. Because what often happens is, you might try and try and try. I'm not saying you just try once, and they say no, and you stop. But it's just that because you're not being 100% intentional about it, and you're not also because you're not following proven systems that actually work, like being able to evangelize your excellence, being able to really articulate your value, it's not resonating. So you're not taking that action from an aligned place of your true desired outcome in a way that's 100% aligned with it. So what happens is, again, your career gets decided for you instead of you deciding what your career is. So you, yes, you go after that promotion, you go after that raise, and they keep saying no. They keep closing the door. The other situation, it was, I'm going to open this door. Okay, cool. I'm going to walk through it. That's as unintentional as they keep shutting the door on me. Because that means you don't have control. They open the door for me. Oh, okay, cool. I'm going to walk through. They keep shutting the door on me. Oh, okay, cool. I'm just going to stay here. Either way, that's not being intentional, and that's not what we want. You want to be able to make the decisions. You want to have the systems and the proven strategies so that you can really take control of your career, no matter what they say, no matter what your boss says, no matter what the hiring managers say. You always have another way to get where you want in your career. Once you decide what it is that you want, it's inevitable that you will get there. Might it take a moment? Yeah, absolutely. Typically, this doesn't happen in a day or two, although we have seen it happen. Those are those results that, like, you know, results are not typical kind of a thing. Usually it takes weeks, sometimes a few months. That's the maximum, especially when you're working with experts like us, because we can really get you to dial it in. That's the X factor that we can't control, is what jobs are available. Are you going to be the best fit for that? Are they going to say yes? But what we can control is how we show up. What we can control is the decisions that we make. What we can control is our intentionality. What we can control is who we are and how we show up and our beliefs. We can control all of that. That's why you feel stuck. Because you're not being intentional. You're living somebody else's career. More like a conglomerate of a whole bunch of other people's careers, and they've made decisions for you. So how about you decide that today is the day to stop doing that and to start building your career intentionally? And that's what we're here to help you do. And if you're feeling like you need help with it, if you're feeling like you need more clarity, if you're feeling like now is absolutely the time that you want to commit to getting to that next level in your career, that you're ready to do this, either because you're being pulled towards something greater that you know is possible and you just don't know how to get there and you need expert help, or because you've been living in career hell for far too long and you will not stand for it anymore. That's actually more common, by the way. Where, and I know you're out there, you've been living in career hell for far too long. You're overworked, you're underpaid, you're underrecognized, and it's eating away at you bit by bit. And it feels like you're slowly dying every day. You're overworked. You're working 50, 60, 70 plus hours a week, nights and weekends. You have zero time for yourself, for your family, for your friends. It's work, eat, sleep, repeat. And this is not sustainable. And this is taking a negative toll. It's wreaking havoc. Taking a negative toll is an understatement. It's wreaking havoc on your relationships because you don't have time or energy to nurture them. It's wreaking havoc on your physical body, headaches, soreness. You may have even have ended up in the hospital or urgent care. Things that were not medical issues for years are suddenly happening again. That back pain, those digestive issues, those headaches are suddenly happening again, all because of your career. You're underpaid. It's like you're throwing money into the shredder every day. Because you're so underpaid and you don't know a way out of it. And you're underrecognized. You work hard. You work really, really hard, too hard sometimes. And nobody recognizes you for it. Not even your boss, not even a virtual pat on the back, not even a virtual high five emoji from every once in a while, not even a thank you for being such a valued team member. None of that. And it's tearing away at you. And you will not stand for it anymore. And you're just, you have no idea. You're at your wit's end. You don't know. Maybe you've tried other forms of help, other forms of coaching, and they haven't helped. And maybe you're a little bit reticent to reach out for other kinds of help because there's so many kinds of help that haven't worked so far. But I promise you that we're different because we're not cookie cutter coaches. We're not just gonna, you know, look at your resume and give you a few tips and then send you on your way. We're here to help you transform your career. We're here to empower you. You're the one who takes the steps. People ask all the time, how do you coach? How is it? I see the testimonials. I see the success stories. How do you do this? The magic isn't us. The magic is the combination, the synergistic combination of, yes, we have the proven systems, the proven support. We're experts at helping tech managers build your dream careers. Yes, absolutely. Our systems work when you work them, but that's not enough. It's the synergistic combination of then clients showing up, decisive, committed, resourceful, coachable, ready to do this, and then boom, 20, 30, 40, 50% raises. Job bumps, sometimes up two levels from like a tech lead to a senior manager or to a director. Being able to finally live where you want to live and have the freedom to spend time with your family and make the impact that you want. That's how it happens. You do the work. We show you how. We show you the way. We show you the plan. We show you the steps. We help you through the hurdles, the inevitable challenges that will pop up. The dragons are necessary on this journey. We show you how to slay them and then even bigger ones. So if you need this help because you're sick and tired of being underpaid, underrecognized, overworked, and you know you're capable of more, I want you to book a call with my team immediately. thepeoplestack.com/book. That's going to bring you to my team's calendar. Enter your time zone first, then your name and your email, your phone number, your cell phone number, and then that's all you need to do. It's going to end up on your calendar. It's going to end up on my team's calendar. One of my awesome career strategists are going to be there to have a really eye-opening, truth-telling conversation. This is not a sales call. This is about getting to the truth around what's not working in your career right now and how can you fix it? What is going to be necessary for you to build your dream career? And if we're 100% confident that we can help you, yeah, absolutely. We're going to talk about what it would look like to work together. We're going to give you that custom tailored plan. So book that call right now, thepeoplestack.com/book. So yes, we are a small company. Sometimes people wonder, is it just you, Jen? Started out as just me. It was 5-6 years ago, depending how you count it. The business started, it was the People Stack. It was before it was the People Stack, it was other things. So it was about 5 or 6 years ago and it was just me. And then Rob joined. My husband, Rob Allen, he's been on these podcasts every once in a while. And if you're a client, you know him, you know him dearly. And we also have a team. We have our team of career strategists who are here to talk with potential clients, to help you, to guide you in making the decision to build your dream career, to escape career hell and to transform it. So we have our team of career strategists who go through extensive training, by the way. And we have had career strategists who have worked with us who just were not quite up to speed. And so we let them go and we make sure that we have top-notch folks who are there to give you honesty and bold love and are 100% full of integrity. And we also have an operations team as well who's there to help with the client support. We have a couple of folks who are there with client support and social media posting and things like that. So big shout out to the People Stack team. So yes, we are a team. We are a small team. And we are here to help you, tech managers, to build your dream careers. We are here to rid the world of tech managers who are settling for your careers because you do not need to. You're capable of way more than that. You know that. I know that. So book that call today, thepeoplestack.com/book. That's it for the day, folks. Make sure you're living your career, not somebody else's. Big hugs. Bye for now.
And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO slash husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.